It is 5:30. I'd like to call to order the Leisure Services Advisory Committee meeting on Wednesday, July 11th, 2018. For the beginning of it, I'm going to be the acting chair until we appoint one. We are going to start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Cool. All right. We will do roll call real quick. Mr. Bitgood?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Here.
Good. Mr. Kirshner?
Here.
See Mr. Knapp?
Here.
Good. Mr. Vignotti?
Here.
Good. And the other two had other arrangements. Good. We did not have a meeting last time, so we do not have minutes to approve. Mm-hmm. We do have two new members. One of them is here today. Mr. Bitgood is actually a new appointing member to our committee. We are excited to have him on. Has served in some other capacities before. If you'd like to just introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about, so everyone kind of knows.
Okay. I'm a retired professor of psychology, and I studied visitors in museums, zoos, and parks, and so forth. So I've done a lot of evaluation in museums and surveying visitors and observing visitors and so forth. And I'm still trying to catch up my writing after I retired from teaching several years ago. Now I spend most of my time trying to catch up on my writing, walking on the beach, and having difficulty saying no to people when they ask me to do something. But I understand I'm not the only one that has that problem in retirement. Everyone is busier than they were when they were working.
Okay. Well, welcome to the team. We do have another one as well. She was not able to make it, but we do hope she will be here in September. Next order of business is obviously to appoint a new chairperson, since we did have our chair step down from their position because she is expecting. So she's excited to focus on family, but at the same time, we do need to have a new chairperson. Do I have any nominations for a new chair amongst our group?
I'm going to nominate Bernie.
Okay.
Chair. I'll second that.
Okay. Any other nominations?
You're up for that?
I already checked one of them. He's going to do it.
Okay. So all those are in favor that are an appointment of Bernie aye. As our new chair, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone that's opposed? I see it passed unanimously. Congratulations, Bernie.
Very good, Bernie.
You are now the chair. At this time, I will...
Bernie, your last name, please.
Kirshner, K-E-R-S-H-N-E-R.
Thank you very much.
And at this...
Congratulations.
At this time, Mr. Kirshner, I will hand the meeting over to you so you can finish running, and I will be happy to assist in any...
The next on our agenda would be the minutes.
No, we didn't have minutes from last one. That was prior.
We're down to old business.
We're down to number
did
six.
Did we approve the minutes?
Well, we didn't have a meeting, so there was no meetings to occur.
Of the past meeting?
Yeah, the class one, yeah, the previous one we did.
Yeah, okay. Old business. Is there any old business? Let me see. Old business.
We do
my
not
gosh,
have.
We do have some old business.
Okay, we can discuss it. Anything you'd like to bring up?
Well, there are two things I want to bring up and I want to mention, and I don't know if they fall into the old business, but I managed to attend a commissioner's meeting.
Okay.
And during the commissioner's meeting, they voted for an interim commissioner because of the absentee of a commissioner. And it was really enlightening to hear the three people's comment. And the three things that were brought out is, have you read the survey? Do you know the budget? And have you ever been on an advisory or a committee? And none of the three could answer yes to that. And I just want to mention here that if you start on page 71 of the survey, it will tell you about what we do or what the people think what we do here and what we don't do. It's so enlightening. And as old business, I wanted to bring it up because the survey is old. It's a year old now.
Mm-hmm.
It was done in 17.
Where? How could I get access to that survey?
Online.
It is online? Oh, yes.
We can get your copy.
I didn't see it.
Yeah. I can get your copy. That's not a problem.
The first question is, do you intend to stay in Palm Coast? And 71 pages of answers on that. Why would you leave? What keeps you here? Right. And then we go into recreation, into Alice's section, and it is so enlightening. If you know what the people want, we can answer to them much better.
Yeah. And unfortunately, too often people assume they already know without looking at any data.
So to answer your question, this citizen survey is actually done biannually. So it's every other year. Every so they do the national survey and then the citizen survey.
Yeah, we have one next year coming up on that. Is there any old business anybody would like to discuss from previous meetings or anything?
No, I have a few comments on the new business, but nothing to tell.
Okay, then we will move on to new business. A discussion on upcoming projects. Alex, is that part of your discussion?
It can be. It's one of the things of topics either that we have in individual conversations people have brought up they would like to discuss. Also, as part of it is to also bring attention and awareness of upcoming events. Since we meet bi-monthly, there's things that will happen from now until September that letting people know what's going on, those sort of things, more of just an update. The first one really is the discussion of upcoming projects. As you guys know, the city is currently in budget season, so there's a lot of things that are currently in the conversation. The big thing to note, if you remember in our last meeting that we had, not 2 months ago, but 4 months ago, we went over the five-year capital improvement plan, if you remember. Just wanted to make sure everyone is aware that the new potential five-year plan will be approved before we meet again. So just letting everyone know some of the conversations that were discussed, certain aspects, areas that people had questions for, those will be actually approved next month by City Council.
Approved as presented to us at that meeting?
No, that was just what the current plan was. There may be alters or adjustments based off of City Council directive or new strategic action plan goals, since City Council just finished updating their strategic action plan of how they would like to move forward. And I can share what the new one is once it's finalized, so that way you guys can have a copy of that as well. And we can even discuss it at the next meeting as well, just to kind of go over it as it's been approved, so everyone kind of knows what's going on within the next fiscal year, as in the next 5 years.
Yeah. Can I ask that, Alex? We can assume that there are going to be workshops for the building of the budget.
There's been several workshops throughout, starting almost in February. So there's every workshop, there's an update on the budget, you know, where things are, all those sort of things. I think the next one is scheduled, I want to believe next workshop, but I can get you the date of when the next budget workshop is. Typically they go through the various different areas. So one's capital improvements, one's general fund, one's, you know, other different funds. So they go over each fund individually. So if there's a specific fund, I'd be happy to find that information where it's already been discussed, or let you know when that's coming up. But if you're wanting to know just when the next one is, I can definitely let the committee know.
And we're interested in, of course, the budget for the recreational facilities.
And I can tell you when those dates are for the capital improvement plan. Now, the capital improvement plan covers several things, like streets, recreation, but I can tell you when that conversation is. That's not a problem. So just to make sure everyone is aware, and I had another attachment that's with the agenda. One of the projects that are currently coming up is a design for either a community center or a multi-generational facility down on the south side of town. With this facility going up, we've had a lot of use, a lot of different aspects that are coming into the building, and so City Council has actually asked us to look into other sites and locations for a future location for either a community center. And the goal is to use the word multi-generational so we can cover all aspects of the community, not just one area or the other, but also start focusing on areas that maybe either not were served in this building, but also other things that may be appropriate for community use that the community doesn't have. With that said, City Council has not approved anything. It just was presented at workshop. So right now it is a conceptual idea. It would have to be approved at next business meeting, which is on Tuesday at 9 a.m. But in that time frame, I kind of given everyone a breakdown of the dates of more of the major parts of this. The reason I bring this up is because most likely once things start going through, we will be asking you guys to help either participate or be at the events, very similar like we were at the senior focus group meetings, to help with the public conversations and the charrettes. Mm-hmm. But as you said, you know, going through the surveys and those sort of things, starting to get the feedback from the community of what they would like to see and those sort of things. So,
I understand the sheriff has a building he'd like to
sell quickly. Well, that's unfortunately not part of this project. It's a county project. But at the same time, once again, these are things that will be coming up before we meet again. So just making sure people are aware. I know Bernie likes to attend some of those, so I just want to make sure you knew the dates of those. But at the same time, there's several different moving parts. One is the site plan of the entire area. Then the other one is the actual master development plan of the Lehigh Trail trailhead. So adding like a restroom building, parking lot, those sort of things for Lehigh Trail. So there's actually multiple projects that are all encompassed in this one master plan. Yes, sir.
I was under the understanding that the Lehigh Trail was a county trail. Is that not true?
It is. But we do have access points on city property.
Okay, so that's why we're involved with it, because I thought that was strictly there.
No, actually on the one side of the road is the county side, and the other side is actually city property. Lehigh, the vast majority of Lehigh Trail is on county property, but we do have some areas, especially behind town center, that's on city property that we're going to build an actual parking lot so people aren't parking in the grass right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then also creating a better environment so people aren't crossing the road and potentially getting hit and those sort of things. And having a restroom, because that's the other thing, is people go out, you take that very long course, and there's not enough room for people to stop. They have to either go over to the fire station or something like that. So the goal is to actually have a restroom building, very similar to the one we have out here, as this is now the linear park trailhead at the community center.
Okay.
So just making sure people are aware. Like I said, I will send out reminders so people can attend. But at the same time, wanting you guys to be involved, probably would maybe ask you help with just showing up, being present, helping with collecting information, answering questions, those sort of things, and we'll provide the information. But obviously, just like we've done before, making sure that you guys are involved in the process, and also continue to work with the community as you do now to get more feedback and solicitation.
Okay, I notice all these meetings are dates, but there's no times.
It hasn't been approved yet.
Okay.
So as this time, it's all, I won't say hypothetical, but it's all up in the air. We just know that it will be taking place at that day and time. Most likely, the goal is to probably have some of them here, with it being obviously the community center, and we can house several hundred people at one time. But they'll probably be at different times of the days to be able to get everyone the opportunity to get involved. There also will be an online survey as well that people can fill out. So if they can't come in, we can still get the information, those sort of things. So making sure that we're getting the information out in multiple avenues so that we can get as much feedback as possible.
Alex, I'm a bit, maybe not confused, but when we had the senior meeting, mm-hmm. One of the things that was brought up was from a want to an approval or a concept mm-hmm. to actuality is 10 years.
It could be, absolutely.
How did this come about?
So this is, a lot of this has to do with the strategic action plan on twofold. One has to do with the development of town center. You know, Mr. Nabil was very open in conversation when we talked about it, of trying to get more of a recreational or some type of concept at town center. He used a Y as an example to having that there. So that way, as we or someone would invest in that location, either something for recreation or something more for an activity purpose, that would help drive development of residential property, industrial, all that stuff, as they continue to try to develop town center. The other piece is once again, with this building coming online, the biggest, one of the concerns has been is, okay, now we have a nice facility in the north end of town. what are you doing for the citizens on the south end of town? And so looking at the Parks Master Plan that we did an update on, there is a call for a community facility center, both in town center and at this potential location as well. The other goal for this whole conversation is, you know, people want to talk about things they need and those are things that you need, at least a plan of where we can house it, what we can house it with, shape, size, you know, number of people, those sort of things. Because as, you know, we've talked about with this building, it was designed, you know, 8-10 years ago, and the change of culture, change of the community all went within that time frame. And so some things may or may not have gotten in there that should have or have been discussed at the end, or some things were taken out just to meet the budgetary standard of what we were putting for this. Because yes, we could have got this, we could have got this, and keep adding and adding. And some people say, well, you could have done this instead of this, and that's why we need at least a basically a shell of a concept to be able to. It's very similar to like a park. If you want to build a park, you need to know what you can do with it, where the irrigation, all the different stuff for drainage, if you're going to put a playground, if you're going to put a park, you know, that all has to be discussed and planned out before you actually start building anything. And so we normally go out and get a design company to help us in this process.
The reason I mention it is because of one reason. That's the belligerency of our seniors at that meeting. And it's, where do they stand? Have they approached the council in any way?
I mean, they've communicated with us. And one of the biggest conversations that we've had is that we continue to take the feedback. And, you know, the biggest thing that I could tell you with this facility is, you know, we definitely want to look for a kitchen staging area that either has a cafeteria setting or some type of opportunity for housing of a meals program. Indeed. The second phase with that, though, is that we have to work with the county to have a location for the meals program, because the services are provided through county funding and those sort of things.
Are they using this building at all?
They are not using this building, no.
I didn't think so.
I don't know if they've, seniors, do we know that, what is the pool down by the pool club, the tennis and...
Bellator Swim and Racket? Bellator.
Frieda Zamba?
Or Frieda Zamba.
Frieda Zamba.
Down from Frieda Zamba, the...
Bellator.
They are now in the process of rewriting their charter to become a senior center.
Yes. I mean, that is, you know, owned by the school and other entities, and so what they use it for is up to them. And it's great to have alternative options within the community.
I just thought I'd mention it. It's coming into the works, so that's a pretty big facility.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's interesting. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
Moving along, Alex, you have an FP&L easement.
Yeah, well, that's part of
the Lehigh.
Yeah, so there, like I said, there's multiple. The project is the FP&L easement, because that's where it's going as the site location. So the next topic is actually the community outreach and opportunities for leisure services advisory committee. I put this on here mainly because we, kind of about this time last year, we talked about ways to get more involved within the community, more ways to actually be a committee, get more involved in either community outreach or programs in order to help grow certain aspects of the community, obviously from a standpoint of the council itself. You know, one of the biggest things that I continue to hear, which I don't disagree with, is we meet bi-monthly, we talk about some stuff, we go home, we come back and we talk about some stuff again 2 months later, but doesn't necessarily go into a whole lot of action. And so I think for the ones that were with us last year, I had actually presented a couple different ideas that I kind of said if the committee would like to move in that direction, you know, we would be happy to help come up with ideas with you guys, help put those things together. And so one of the things that I am trying to bring up again is that same concept, but maybe narrow down to two ideas at first, and see if those are things that the committee would be interested or looking for alternative solutions. The first one is kind of goes in line with the concept of what we have after this meeting, which is the Culture Arts Grant Workshop. One of the things that I think that would be a great opportunity is for potentially the Leisure Services to try to do an event at Town Center for kind of like an art in the parks type scenario. Because one of the biggest things, if we remember last year, was the applicants who did apply also have to either volunteer or participate in an event within the city limits. And so for a lot of the people that have been putting in their application to get reimbursed for this year, one of the harder things for some of them to do was to actually have either an event they were partnering with or participating in to be able to get those services. And so we were looking at a concept that the Leisure Services would actually be the host organization, and then we would actually do something very similar to some of the other special events and do something time more in the springtime, but trying to discuss if that would be an idea for the committee to, once again, be a little bit more visible, be a little bit more involved. And obviously, the Parks and Rec Department would help in that process. It wouldn't just be you all. But looking at ways to get more involved, more community outreach.
So on this line, and to kind of pick up on Steve's comment earlier, is it possible, now that we have this building and things, and we've taken over the golf course, and we're managing that, seems to be going well, can we get data of what is happening? What's the occupancy level here? Is that improving?
No, I can get you all that information. Well, last year at a wedding building. But I can get you all the information where we currently are at.
Yes. Yeah, you're talking about attendance
and what's our usage? Mm-hmm.
You know, and I will be happy.
It's just a matter of having data.
Yep. We do quarterly reports every year for City Council. I can easily share that with you now, and then I can put something together for the next meeting.
Maybe
as well.
The next meeting. I mean, it's not a vital.
Well, first two quarters we already have it, and we're currently working on quarter three now. So that to me is a lot of information right then and there. But I would be happy to share that, or, like you said, do an update in September.
Just an update.
Yep.
Yeah,
we can do that.
I'd like to see it as well.
So. Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious, little things like the woodworking shop that was in Holland Park, is that here now, or are they using it?
It's right here. Matter of fact, this room.
This room, okay. I get, you know, I'm curious.
It's a sore subject right now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, did we accomplish our goals? I mean, some of our goals were...
In that particular instance, we hit a home run.
Good.
This is 10 times better than where we were. The lighting is so much better. We got bright windows. It's just ideal for the people that are carving.
Good. And we should brag on him a little bit.
Well, we do, but not when he's here.
Okay, absolutely. Cool. And then the other idea that I had for this was potentially doing an outreach, kind of a Holiday Hopes, either a Toys for Tot process where we would be a location to help or some other type of program. But like I said, I want it to be more of your all's ideas, more of your all's feedbacks of how we do that. And once again, trying to find ways that, no, we're not meeting 8, 9, 10 times a month, but at the same time, a way for the committee to be more visible, more involved in the community. And more ways for us to reach the community and get more feedback, and I think that's the ultimate goal. So something to consider. Don't necessarily need an answer today, but at the same time, something as we move forward.
On that vein, Alex, you had put out a memo on that, and I think it would be nice to see that again because it did make some good suggestions to all of us.
Right.
So
we can do that.
You know, if you want to put it online, if that's possible,
I can email it to you, the group.
Okay, why don't we do that?
That shouldn't be a problem. I'll have to find the old email that I sent a while ago. But yeah, we can definitely get all the information. That should not be a problem.
Okay, are there any items that we go off for discussion that are not on the agenda from this committee?
When do we start reviewing requests for the money that we hand out to different organizations?
So that actually, the process starts in 10 minutes. We'll have the workshop to be able to answer questions, go over the application with those that are interested in applying to next year's grant cycle. They will be due back prior to our next meeting in September, and that's when we will actually go through everything, and then it'll be presented in the following period to City Council for approval. Normally, we take all the applications, and if there's questions, you know, if people are there, we'll ask. If not, we'll make a decision right then and there. And then typically in October, it goes to City Council for final approval. On that note, this past cycle was the first year that we used up all the funds. We had several new applicants, so that was a very exciting opportunity to give back to the community. But at the same time, we have a lot of new faces, and hopefully we'll have new applicants.
Well, that was something else I wanted to bring up. You had said earlier, or somebody had said, that all everybody who applied had to be within the city upon coast. But if I remember correctly, last year there was some discussion.
Yes.
That we didn't maybe have enough applicants to maybe go out into the county. Is that?
Yeah, so when we were going through this process last year, because every year prior, there had already were funds that were normally left over, and City Council would say, hey, please put it back out, and those sort of things. Okay. So one of the things that we did discuss in our last year's meeting that we said that we would consider is that if there were funds available after the first round, we would then allow county programs that would still have to participate, you know, either with the city program or in city limits, but would be eligible for those funding, just so that we can continue to support the community. So, yes, there were some adjustments from that from last year, which we'll go over again with anyone here in a little bit.
Could I just ask a question?
No, right now we're currently, 6 o'clock. We'll be happy to help you. Any other matters not on the agenda that people would like to bring up?
We do have an open to public.
Yes, discussion. At this point, anyone from the public that has any comments that they would like to make, they have 3 minutes for any public comment.
If you do, can you stand and just state your name? And you do have 3 minutes to discuss anything you'd like to. But first, I'd like to welcome all of our visitors. We normally don't get a nice crowd like this, and it's a pleasure to see you all.
I hope so. Nice
Thank
crowd.
You.
Hi, my name is Denise Calderwood. I've been a Palm Coast resident before Palm Coast even existed on paper, 1973. In 74, we moved down and our house wasn't ready. And this was a YMCA, you know, at one time. For those of you who don't know the long-term history of this building, and now, of course, it's this beautiful building, Alex. Thank you very much. That isn't necessarily used, and as a person who does research and data, I would love for you to see the utilization reports and the number of people and the number of programming and the number of seniors that come in and ask some serious questions. This council, I've spoken to all of the last chair people. I think there have been 10 of them since this committee has been formed, and they feel that this is a committee that doesn't ever get anything accomplished. I mean, outside of having some meetings when there is a quorum. Okay, that's very frustrating when our community goes ahead and spends $8 million when there's charrettes that are happening and, you know, people don't seem to listen to the community. A couple of years ago, I think, Alex, you've been here now 2 years, so this is your second budget that you've gone through. Congratulations, you're now seasoned. Hopefully you can do the right thing by the people that are all in this room who are all for arts and culture, I assume. Okay, so this month, according to the newspaper, is Palm Coast National Parks and Recreation Month, so it seems like it's all around swimming. And activities for family fun, which is great when it's, 100 degrees outside. They ask me how many seniors go out and participate. Apparently none really, because none of these are targeting seniors. Okay, and it's not targeting cultural arts. Okay, so, the question is, there's a big dichotomy in this community as far as where the arts and where budgets and where buildings go. Okay, and spending $100,000 of our park impact fee on another study is about ridiculous. Okay, there is a movement afoot. You use the term, belligerent seniors. I'm not a senior, so I'm the one who's belligerent for the most part. I am a trained bureaucrat, and I'm embarrassed to say that I have the same education as our county and city administrators, so masters of public administration, and a researcher, and a person who writes grants for a living, and helps these agencies get grants, okay, and secure them, or try to. We have a big dichotomy as far as how much money is actually put out in the community for parks in this community and also for seniors, okay, dedicated, because if you compare what the budget is towards, you know, the kids here and the youth program that's here, the recreation program, there's 150 kids who pay to come here and utilize this building. Okay? Seniors would probably love to pay. If they have a meeting here, they have to pay $45 an hour to use this facility, and then they have to set up their own chairs and tables. Okay? So that's not what a senior center is. That's not senior friendly. That's actually putting the city at a liability. Okay? The city's position, and I don't necessarily know about Alex, but this committee voted four different times 100% when there was quorums to support an active senior center here in Palm Coast. As far as what you're doing and where that information has gone to the city council, it's fallen on deaf ears. In 1999, Alex, I don't have my paperwork.
You're pretty close to
okay, that. I don't have my paperwork, but in 1999, the city did several studies and paid for three architectural drawings and renderings, and we're supposed to have three community centers located at three different locations. 49% of the citizens of Palm Coast voted to support it, okay? 18 years later, okay, we're talking about spending another $100,000 of our park impact fees. The way you make an impact is to actually serve the citizens and meet their needs.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we do have a proposal to go forward to the city of Palm Coast, right, where a building is with a commercial kitchen that we do plan to serve seniors. As far as what I heard you say about the Belterra Swim and Racquet Club, that's hearsay. The school board has no knowledge about anything. Well, or the Belterra Swim and Racquet Club.
Thank you for your comments.
Thank you very much.
Anyone else like to make a comment?
You're fine. We just got to get a second.
A motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Meeting adjourned.